We'll get back to your music shortly, but first, did you know that prescription prices are different at different pharmacies? You could literally drive across the street and get a different price. That's crazy. But with GoodRx, you can instantly compare prices at every pharmacy in your neighborhood and save up to 80%. You're probably thinking there's a catch, right? Nope. It's 100% free and can save you money whether you have insurance or not. In fact, it can often beat your copay. Download the GoodRx app today and start saving. GoodRx is not insurance.
Episode 756 of UBS Job Search Advice Radio. This is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the Memorial Day weekend, and welcome to another show. There is always so much to learn about job hunting, and my thought is this is going to be a nice little interview question that someone will ask you. And this is actually the second way to answer it. I have another podcast. I didn't have a chance to look at the show number because I was traveling when I edited this show. So my apologies. Look for it in the show notes and iTunes. And worst comes to worst, go to Blog Talk Radio and look for it as well. So this is the second version of how to answer this particular question. Hope you find it helpful and give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. And I also want to remind you, it's only a few more days. May 31st is the last day that you will receive or be able to purchase 30 minutes of coaching time from me that I normally charge $250 for only $99 in order to celebrate the 300th episode of Job Search Radio, which is my other show. So I hope you take me up on it. If you want to, I'll simply say that email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us, and in the subject line, put the words Job Search Radio. You have to make payment by the end of the day on the 31st. Now, let's get going. Let's use a what-if scenario. You're at a networking event. You're at a job fair. You're not at a formal interview, but you're doing some networking and talking to a recruiter. They talk with you about your background. They've got a position available. And they ask you, and it's clear that you have a background that's interesting to them. And we're about to be asked the question about how much you're making, how much you're looking for. Let's say they get the question out first. How much are you making? Happy to answer that. Can I ask you a question? Sure. Could you tell me the salary range for this position? They give an answer. Any flexibility with that? Yeah, there's probably a little bit of flexibility. Good. And then you answer the question about compensation. Why? Because if you answer first, most of the time they're not going to tell you the range. Now, I also want to say that when I'm in those scenarios where someone poses that question of me, the way I respond is to say, I want you to hear something. And I'm just going to pick two numbers at random. Let's say the job is paying between 100 and 110, just for the sake of argument. And any flexibility on that? Yeah, there's probably a little flexibility, but I need you to hear something. Whenever I talk about a salary range, people only hear the top number. They never hear the bottom number. And, you know, there's a range of numbers between 100 and 110. So understand, it's possible that you might be offered less than 110 or 112 or whatever the number is that you have in mind. Understand, the responsibility that you have is to convince the employer that you have that value. That's absolutely true. Your responsibility is to convince them that you have that value. But in terms of answering the initial question, it's really way too early to get pinned down. But that's what employers try to do. So right off the bat, what you're trying to do is push them up just a little bit. So in that example I gave, 100 to 110, any flexibility on that? Could you be a little flexible if you needed to? Sure. You could be a little flexible. Great. And you've already moved them off the pot a little bit and moved them in their thinking to knowing that they might need to come up a little higher. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one, of course, is reach out to me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. mention that you listen to the show because I love to hear from my listeners. It just puts a big smile on my face. Next, if you're an executive and interested in my coaching you, email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Mention in the subject line that you're interested in coaching. I'll reach back to you. We'll set up a time to speak. We'll figure out whether this makes sense. I want to be clear. I'm not here to be your recruiter. I no longer do search work. I'm a coach helping people find their next position. And as such, my work is not free. I'm not doing this as a charitable endeavor. I'm here to see whether I can help you and whether your background is something where I can be of service. And if you're not an executive, the best place to connect with me is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I've curated information that I've created and other people have created. It's there with their permission, of course. And you can ask me questions. So right now there's over 400 pieces of content there, plus the ability to ask me questions. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is that site. And by the way, and I haven't really mentioned this on the site, in addition to doing job search coaching, I also do executive coaching and life coaching. And I've done so for years. So if you're interested in that, message me again at my email address, jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Tell me about what you're interested in, and I'll get back to you and we'll talk about it. Hope you found this helpful. And in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.